Good morning.
Good morning.
That Buddha was given to us many, many years ago by Bob Harkins, who first called a group together to sit. And he ended up taking a different direction, but gifted us with this fellow who is awfully quiet for the founder of a great world religion, and who is the stone drenched with rain who points the way. We're fortunate to be able to sit with him. So this morning I'd like to bring in one more companion koan, because the koans just seem to like to keep each other company and have conversations. As we talk about and sit with and just kind of bathe in the bright road that the ancestors knew. Is right here in front of you and behind you and made by you and left by you for the next walker. The bright road that the ancestors know is right here before you in everything you see and do. And here. And so, what sort of a road is this? So I'll say a little this morning, which I hope will be of help to you in your meditation today, and come back to it this evening. So a couple of images came up, and then I'll dive into this other koan. And one of them was of the morning star. When Siddhartha, one of my favorite stories about Siddhartha's enlightenment is that the story that of the moment when he raised his eyes in the dark of early morning and and the fire, the light of the morning star, lit the star in the Buddha's eye. Light looking at light. Brightness looking at brightness. Oh, I see you. Oh, I see you. And we have Linji echoing in our ears, some of us. Linji, who says, "Would you like to know the Buddhas and the ancestors? They are none other than you. This lone brightness that knows how to preach and listen to the Dharma right here. This lone brightness, light looking at light, road looking at road." What sort of a conversation is that? So I want to bring in this lovely koan that some of you know about a tea woman by the road to Mount Wutai. So this little old woman was always by the road selling tea. And Mount Wutai, as some of you have heard me say, I've been there in China, this huge collection of five peaks covered with monasteries, and always was. And the road to Mount Wutai requires Dramamine. Even if you're in a bus, you're not walking. It was like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And seriously, my daughter would not have made it without Dramamine. So this is that mountain road with 99,000 turns, it seemed like. So here's Mount Wutai, which was famed as a place where you would have mysterious encounters, the home of Manjushri, the bodhisattva of incisive wisdom, who would show up in unexpected ways and unexpected places and might appear and disappear. And there were many. It was fabled for its shamanic powers. And the Chan students of the South were not supposed to go there because it was all this woo-woo stuff. It didn't have much to do with, right now, cut through your original nature. It was like, what is happening here? This was not encouraged, but they frequently went anyway. So, Mount Wutai. That place. So, the tea woman by the road to this place of magical encounters, you know, would like to go there because it might just be the place where suddenly something happens and I get it. So people would stop and ask her, what's the way to Mount Tai? And she would always answer the same way, straight ahead. And then the person would go tottering off, you know, and she would say, a fine student, but he just goes off like that. So after a while, these perplexed students went back to Zhaozhou, their teacher, and said, you know, there's this woman, you know, and we just ask her, what's the way? And she says, straight ahead, and we go straight ahead, and then she says, a fine student, but he too just goes off like that. And so Zhaozhou said, well, hold on, I'll go and investigate this old woman for you thoroughly. So Zhaozhou gets there, and of course he says, what's the way to Mount Tai? And she says, straight ahead. And he sets off, and she says, a fine student, but he too goes off like that. So this is great master Zhaozhou, right? And so Zhaozhou goes back, and he says, I have thoroughly investigated that old woman for you. End of story. Yeah, end of story. So, it's very tempting to get caught up in this encounter, who won and who lost. Yeah. And it goes that way often in the discussions about it, who investigated whom. But I'd like to take a minute to look at it in the light of this that we're sitting with. The bright road that the ancestors knew is right here in front of you. In everything you see and hear. What is it when we're sitting here, the kind of journey that we're on, looking for Mount Wutai, where we will magically be other than we are, and our life will magically be other than it is? when we had that little, but it's not this, at moment by moment, right? I'm not doing it right, this is not right, if only this, if only that. Yeah, looking for Mount Wutai. What's the way? I wonder what's the way. So what is it then, sitting here, to go straight ahead? What is straight ahead? Forget the go. Straight ahead is not so different than right here in front of you, is it? Right here. And what is even in front of you? You don't know really what's in front of you. You know what comes in. What does in front of you mean? What's here? What's here? Even if you look at inside and outside, it's pretty hard to know. And eventually best not to worry about, is it inside or outside? Just to hear, just here. And so that kind of brings up, you know, Antonio Machado's words about, you know, traveler, there is no road. The road, you make the road by walking. So what is walking when we're sitting here in the stillness? Sometimes it feels like, you know, how in walking meditation, sometimes it feels as if everything is walking you, right? Everything is flowing past you, flowing by you. And there's really no doing. There's no doing that you're doing. Just as in sitting, what appears, appears. And goes. Where? From where? We don't know. So who do you encounter? How do you greet that old woman that meets you on your cushion in whatever guise? Bird call. Aching back. And when you ask her, what's the way? And she says, straight ahead. If you look straight ahead, what do you see? An old woman, right? That's what I see. If I'm standing there asking her, Straight ahead. And all this time, I just thought she was going to be a signpost for me. I didn't even look at her. I just went back and asked the old man to figure her out for us. Because there was something curious about that. There was something interesting, something kind of lit up there, and I didn't know what, and I still don't know what. The bright path. What? Somebody, I think it might have been Parker Palmer, somebody who was giving a commencement address said that one of the best questions that he knew to live by is, wait, what? I just love that. It's like, that's kind of all you need for your meditation, right? Just that one question. Wait, what? So for today, I would like to encourage you to let yourself imagine. So you don't have to accept or reject the koan. You don't have to decide if it's good or not. You don't have to decide if you get it or not. Those are actually kind of boring questions, aren't they? Don't they wear you out, you know? And they're kind of heavy to lug around. You don't have to. It's not your duty to make those judgments about is it right or wrong, is it good or bad. They're kind of, they come up and there's nothing you have to do about them. In fact, they too are what you meet, as Andrew's been saying. For today, though, I'd like to suggest that you might just imagine that you can receive those words and act as if they are utterly correct. I don't think you have too much to lose. So, if I am, as Linji says, just this lone brightness, meeting this bright road, whatever that means, a road that doesn't exist yet, doesn't exist in any particular way. So, because if I have a picture of it, I won't be able to step on it. I'll be stepping on a picture. And if each thing that appears is rising to meet me, like in that Celtic blessing, may the road rise to meet you, may the wind be always at your back, is that how it goes? Mm-hmm. Is that? Yeah. May the road rise to meet you. How about that? How about if we offer that blessing to ourselves and to each other? May the road rise to meet you. and may you rise to meet the road. Brightness meeting brightness. Which is not at all excluding the dark, right? It's not that kind of bright. Then, sitting quietly, breathing in and out, can I trust? Can you trust? That possibly the road is always rising to meet you. And that possibly your rising to meet it is what creates it, is the co-creation. And we, as ancestors, what do we leave? What brightness follows us? When we offer this, the brightness in me rising to meet the brightness of this road, of what's right here. Nothing wasted.